This is Archer of Archer.com. Today is Monday, May 3rd, 2010. I'm podcasting on Monday. Usually I wait until Tuesday, or lately I have been. But anyway, I was going to just tell you a few things and talk about the iPad, mostly. But I do have a couple things I want to tell you. Over the weekend, you heard the podcast from the boyfriend and I from Saturday night. Well, on Sunday, just to fill you in on the rest of our weekend, we went to a barrel tasting on Sunday morning. Well, morning was like 11 o'clock, 11:15, something like that. And then we went to a winery on the way home. And then, actually, we ended up staying there. Well, the barrel tasting, we were there for a good 2 hours. And then we went to, where did we go after that? Oh, no, I guess we went to two more wineries. So we went to another winery, did a tasting, another one, did a tasting. Then we headed home. Got home about 4:30 or so, I guess it was. 4:15, something like that. Then the boyfriend and I did a little afternoon snuggles. And then he had to get up and leave, and then I did my stuff as usual. So that was the rest of the weekend. Now, other things that are going on before I start talking about the iPad. Lynn Redgrave died today at age of 67. She died from a long fight with breast cancer, poor thing. She is my, well, I can't say she's my favorite Redgrave over the Redgraves, because I like them both a lot, the two sisters who were in the acting. But it's always sad when one of these major stars dies of, you know, a disease that's just awful. But anyway. Now, here's something very interesting. I was watching the news. Maybe it was on the Daily Purge. I heard that some major star was going to be coming out this first week of May. And I thought, oh, who's that going to be? Well, where did I see that? I guess it was on Huffington Post. It says, I'm gay. And then there's a picture of someone who I have no idea who it is. Click on the article. Excuse me. Click on the article, and it says, country singer Shaylee Wright is the latest celebrity to come out. Well, honey, I don't even know who you are. She's 39 years old. Have you ever heard of this person? I think it's Shaylee or Shaylee Wright. No, I have no idea who she is. So I don't know if that's the major star who's coming out or not. I thought it was supposed to be May 5th, not May 3rd. We'll see if somebody else comes out on May 5th to trump her. I don't know. So now the iPad. I said I was going to talk about the iPad in more detail. I still haven't done a video. Sorry, but I'm recording on the iPad right now. I'm using Record It or something like that. Actually, if you go to my website, you can see a screenshot, and a couple people already left comments. I'm using, it's just called Voice Memos. I think it records pretty well. The boyfriend and I recorded with the iPad out on the balcony, recording this with this application. It seems to be working pretty well. I mean, the quality seems to be okay, and the microphone seems to be just fine too. So cool. All right, I have downloaded a bunch of free apps, and I delete them as quickly as I download them. It seems, because most of the iPad applications, at least a lot of the free ones, are like crap. At least I think so. If I look at my, I can't look at it because it's not. I can't look at it, but I can look on my under my apps, and I've got the ABC player. I've got Bento for iPad, a calculator, iBooks, Labyrinth 2 HD, which is the light free version. Something called My Congress, where you can reference your Congress members. Netflix, NPR for iPad, Numbers, Pages, Shazam for iPad, a free tic-tac-toe game, TweetDeck, Urban Spoon, Voice Memos, The Weather Channel, and World Book, This Day in History kind of thing. Those are the iPad-specific applications. Then applications that are written for all of the iPad, iPod Touch, iPhone. I have the IMDb, Internet Movie Database application. I've got something called iStudies Pro. I think I actually bought that one, and I'm not liking it, so I'm probably just going to delete it. It was $2.99, You know, as cheap as they are, it's like no big deal. Then I have the Kindle application, a free thing called Planets, which is actually the only part that's cool about this Planet one is it shows all the planets. You can touch them and rotate them and see where they are in daylight and nighttime and stuff like that. It's kind of cool. And then I have the WordPress blogging application. Then the applications are specific to iPhone and iPod Touch, which show or work in the very small screen on my big screen are Doodle Buddy, Dropbox, Facebook, Fountain Pen, Foursquare, Gowalla, iBird Explorer, Skype, and Tweety. Now, I am waiting and waiting for Tweety to come, or Twitter, whatever, because Twitter bought Tweety. So I'm kind of hoping that the application that comes from the Twitter people is iPad-specific and really good. Because there are parts of the Tweety application that I really like and parts of TweetDeck that I like, but I don't like them both, you know, individually. So I think right now I'm going to use TweetDeck. I think that was suggested by, who was that suggested by? Chris, what's his name? Oh, Extra Special Chris, yeah. He suggested to me, so, and that's the one I'm using right now because it's iPad specific and you can see all your, all my accounts are on there, so that's kind of cool, you can see them. And I like how it saves your hashtags, so you just have to tap once on it and put your hashtag in there for you. That's kind of cool. So I'm waiting, and I also want Facebook, Foursquare, and Gowalla to update their apps so that they have an iPad version that, you know, is better. Because I actually don't like the Facebook application. I'm going to go on the website instead of using the Facebook application because the screen on the iPad is big enough that you can see Facebook on the web version of Facebook, easily. And so that's what I did. And Foursquare and Gowalla, you know, I joined those because I keep seeing everybody else do those social networking location things or whatever. And you check in, you get badges, or you become the mayor. I'm the mayor of my building right now. But the applications are too small. And Gowalla doesn't allow you to put in the address. Like, it goes off your current location. Well, my current location isn't registering as you know, a place on the map. It says I'm off the grid or something like that. So I don't like that. But again, there's some things I like about Gowalla and some things I like about Foursquare, but I don't like them both individually. So I need someone to write a better app, for one location kind of app instead of two of them. Okay, so other things. It's true what they said that you cannot do streaming video on the 3G network because I tried it while we were out in the country yesterday and it did not work. And that right there is my biggest beef with, well, it's not even the iPad's fault. It's AT&T's network fault. Their coverage absolutely sucks. I'm glad I don't actually have their cell phone because I was, we drove to like four or five different wineries this weekend, and you get about an hour outside of D.C., and I don't have coverage, and especially if you're going into a valley, if you're higher on a hill or going over a slight mountain, you have coverage, but then as soon as you dip into a valley, the coverage is gone, so it's very inconsistent, and that might be a big pain for me. So it actually makes me think, because I went ahead and bought 1 month of the cellular service just to try it out. But I certainly will not pay $30 a month for forever just to have the cellular service, because the Wi-Fi is much faster than relying on the cellular service. But, you know, I've seen that thing for from Sprint, and I actually have Sprint. They have that Sprint little box that you get, and you literally get another, I guess, cellular phone line or whatever, and it turns this little box into a Wi-Fi hotspot, so you could always have Wi-Fi around you, even though I guess that really also depends on the cellular network too, but because it turns it into Wi-Fi, I think it would be faster than using just the cellular version of it. So that's something that I'm, thinking about, concerned with, not happy with. But I totally blame it on AT&T. Their network is just awful. Anybody else who has the 3G version, tell me what you think. But then again, maybe you're in an area where it has a really good cellular service. I don't know. But, right here around the D.C. area, it's really good. I have a solid 4 or 5 bars all the time when I'm right around here. But you go out, as I said, an hour outside the city, and you can forget it. Speaking of going outside of the city, the one application that I absolutely am in love with, but I thought it was totally useless on the iPod Touch, is the Maps application on the iPad. I discovered so much, because on Saturday when we went to wineries, I made the boyfriend drive so that I could tweet and I could do stuff. Well, I pulled up that map application, and using the cellular signal, it told me exactly where we were, and then I could do a search. So I searched for the winery that we were going to and chose that as the location, and it said, get directions to here or from here, and I clicked to here, and it gave me turn-by-turn directions all the way to the winery, and, it had this thing that, there's a little blue ball, and it follows you on the road, and it tells you as you complete one stretch or whatever, you click the next button, and it gives you the next direction, so that was kind of cool, and I guess this is the biggest difference between the iPod Touch and the iPad, is that the iPad has the GPS built in because it has the cellular network thing. And the iPod Touch did not have that, so I couldn't really, it was basing it on the wireless stuff, and you can't rely on that. So it was really cool. And let's say I put in an address, you can do Google Street View right there on the iPad. In the Maps application, you click on this little thing and it shows you what the street view is. I think I'm going to sneeze. Excuse me. Please forgive me. That just came on pretty quick. I really like the Maps application. That one's really cool. And that comes with the iPad. I think I'm going to sneeze again. Phew. Sorry, that sounded funny. I got to stop sneezing. Please forgive me. So, okay, what else? Well, I went ahead and downloaded purchased the Numbers and the Pages application because I have been trying to figure out how to replace. I think I know I talked about this before because I want someone to write me an application for teachers to do planning and grade books and stuff all in one application. Well, I haven't been able to figure that out, but I have I've decided how to use it. I'm going to use the Calendar app because I really love how it displays on the iPad. I use the Day View, and I can put in my plans for the entire day, and I can even write notes, and the notes show up on the left side, which is really cool because I can say I want to do page such and such out of the math book, or I want to read this story or whatever, and I can put that in the notes section, and that shows up on the left side of like the detail view or whatever. So I'm going to use the Calendar app, iCal. Is it iCal? Yeah, I guess it is. Is it iCal on the iPad? Yeah, I guess it is. So I'm going to use iCal for my planning. And then in Numbers, the spreadsheet thing, I figured a way to make a grade book that I can just tap. For example, if I'm going around the room and I'm checking to see if my students did a certain activity, I can literally just hold the thing in my arm and tap. And you can do like a star rating, 1 through 5 stars, or you can do a checkbox just to as a checkoff thing. And that's what I was doing today. I was testing it out, and sure enough, I can do it pretty quickly, find their names, because you just put your finger on the side and scroll down, and all the names, it changes the names, and you can just stop when you get to the name you want, and then you go click, and there it is. So I think I'm going to really like using the iPad for my work stuff as well. I have not worked with the Pages application yet. I haven't tried working with that yet, but I'm sure I will at some point. Because I use Pages to do my classroom newsletter, but I use the laptop for that. So let's see, what else? I haven't really tried the ABC player. I kind of do like the Labyrinth game. I have Urban Spoon, but I haven't, you know, needed it yet or tried to use it. The boyfriend and I played tic-tac-toe once or twice. Overall, I'm extremely pleased with the iPad. The only thing I don't... Well, there's actually two things I don't like, and I think I mentioned this on Saturday night. The one being the AT&T cellular network, which I mentioned earlier. But the second thing is the battery life when you're using the cellular network. It chews through the battery pretty quick. Even though I saw on one Mac site that they said that they were refreshing a website once every minute or something, and they got the battery to last 8 hours and something like that. Well, in the car driving out to the winery, it was about an hour and 5 minutes or so to get to the winery. And I had the cellular network on there the whole time for a solid hour. The battery went down to 70%. I used 30% of the battery in an hour and 10 minutes, something like that. And I thought that was way too much. Luckily, I did take my charger with me. And when we had some downtime, I was able to plug it in and charge it up. But here's the other thing, too. When we were at the winery, actually, any place we went this weekend, people were flocking around me to try to see this iPad, and they wanted to touch it, and they wanted me to show them some things, and that was kind of cool to have all the attention. And then, of course, today when I took it to work, everyone was loving it, and they wanted to touch it and get a demonstration and all that kind of stuff. So I'm absolutely loving it. I got all the accessories that I got are working beautifully. Oh, today, just today, I got the camera... the little thing that you can plug in the bottom and put your SD card in the bottom, or you can plug in a USB, cord for a camera. Now, in the comments section, there were left comments about the iPad. Excuse me, Mike Perry says, I've read you can plug in a USB keyboard with the camera connection kit, and it works just fine. Also, a USB headset and Skype are supposed to work with the camera connection kit. I guess it's not officially supported. Apple wants to sell its own keyboards first. I have heard the same thing, that it is that you're able to do that. I really don't have any need for that. However, I would have a need for the USB headset and Skype. I do have Skype, but I haven't tried out, because I have also heard that you cannot use Skype on the 3G network. You have to be connected to a Wi-Fi spot or whatever. So, you know, if I were to do that in my house, which would be stupid because I have the computer already hooked to it, or if I were to do it anywhere else, I would need a Wi-Fi connection. But as you know, at the boyfriend's house, oh my God, no connection whatsoever. That really sucked. So, no cellular. Like, I don't know what's the deal with his building, but you walk into his building and all cell phones die. So, I mean, I think I was like sitting in the windowsill pointing the thing out the window just to get a weak signal when I was there Friday night. Anyway, I think I have rattled on, oh my goodness, about 20 minutes, 18 minutes or so about the iPad. But if you have any questions about the iPad, you can call my voicemail line. I haven't had any voicemail in a while, and the voicemail is 260-232-2072. And leave me a voicemail if you have any questions, specific questions about the iPad, and I'll do my best to answer them. And I was actually trying to get Anthony to talk about the iPad, because he got one on... Well, he had already gotten the iPad Wi-Fi version, but then on Friday he took it back and paid the $50 restocking fee and got the 3G version of the iPad. So, oh, speaking of that, did you hear today that Apple sold 1 million iPads in 28 days? 1 million iPads in 28 days. So they're over 1 million. And they're trying really hard to keep them in stock, because you said they keep selling out. And I actually believe that, because on Friday when I was off, I went to the Apple store looking for the camera connection kit, because I wanted to get one, an extra one, but they did not have it. And you know how when they have these opening days or whatever, they have the all the iPads stacked up, you know, on the shelf behind the counter kind of thing? Well, there was like maybe 3 sitting on the counter. And that was before the 3G release, so they had not gotten those in. So that was just the regular Wi-Fi edition of the iPad. they only had like three left at my iPad or my Apple store. Interesting. Anyway, I have chatted long enough, boys and girls. If you have any questions, let me know. I totally forgot. Thursday, I am going to go ahead and take over Arthur's time slot for a weekly group show. However, I am changing the time to 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. I used to do 7 o'clock, but that was too early for some people on the West Coast, so I'm hoping that 7:30 will be fine. 8 o'clock is just a little too late for me to do it every single week. So I'm switching to 7:30 time slot every Thursday, pride48.com. Okay? So join us on Thursday for group chat and, join the chat room, listen on Pride 48. If you want to join the actual conversation, let me know and I'll add you on Skype. All right, boys and girls, that's all for today. Until next time, bye.